Questions, please.
Like, did Sam Shields suffer any sort of setback?
Sam's still going through the protocol. So, I mean, it's obviously a process. Everybody's injury is different, and especially when we're dealing with concussions.
Mike, how's Dayton doing with the neck?
Dayton, he was out of town, so I have not got the report on him yet. So,
without that report, even though, you know, when we use the word neck in relation to any player, there's obviously a reaction to that. Is the concern level high with him? Are we going down the path with JerMichael and some of the other guys that have had neck injuries here?
No, we're not going down that path. For me to answer the question about how high the concern level is, I obviously haven't talked to Dr. McKenzie.
You know, yesterday you had that great line about, is there a chance to showcase who the hell we are?
Apologize for my language.
Oh, that was good. Who do you think you are right now? Like, you always talk about identity. Like, who the hell are you?
We're the Green Bay Packers. We're the 2015 Green Bay Packers. We started the season with a theme of living, taking full advantage of the opportunity, and it's right in front of us. You know, everything we set out to accomplish is in front of us, but this is a one-week, you know, this is a one-week season. I mean, that's what the playoff football is, and it's important for all of us to stay focused on that, and that's where we are as a team, and that's who we are. We're a focused football team preparing to beat the Redskins in Washington.
Can you change certain aspects of who you are when the postseason starts? Can you do things differently, or are there things that...
Depends what your definition of who you are is. So we feel we're a balanced football team that can play well in all three areas, and that's what we're focusing on for this week.
What do you like in particular about how your defense has played down the stretch, especially without Sam?
Points. You're keeping them out of the end zone, making them kick field goals. You know, they're getting the three and outs are up, so... They're being aggressive. They're seeing it. Our young corners have really stepped up and played well. I think the veteran leadership on the defensive side of the ball has been outstanding. Our big men are getting after it. So there's a lot of things I like about our defense.
Hey, Michael, a lot of times we've heard guys say, hey, we've got to run the ball. That's our best recipe.
It depends who you're talking to, I guess, right?
A lot of the offensive linemen, some of those guys say, hey, our best, like Josh said yesterday, those guys got to get 30 touches. Obviously, when you drop a game plan, it's easy to put that on the paper, but how hard is it to transfer that when, you know, you're in game situations and actually do that when certain things, variables come up during a game?
I'm not sure where you're at.
When you can go in and say, hey, we want to run the ball, but it's not always that easy, is it, when the game changes?
Well, you know, first of all, Josh Sitton needs to play guard. You know, and that's where he'll play this week. He'll play left guard. As far as how many times you run it, how many times you pass it, in regards to the last game, you know, we ran a ball at a particular personnel group. The first series was successful. Went with the similar concepts out of a personnel group that we majored in preparation and didn't run the ball very well at all. So, you know, that's the facts of the matter. So how you go into games with a direction and in which direction the game takes you, I mean, it happens usually every time you line up, play the game of football. So it's my job to call the plays, and it's the player's job to run the plays.
Mike, when you look back at your D from 2010, fifth-ranked defense in the league, you've got some of the same guys here as that unit. What are the differences? What are the similarities? Do you see much of that common thread in the group you have now?
Our 2010 defense, I think we've had, you know, way too much personnel change to really compare those two defenses. Frankly, just in the way the league's gone, there's a lot more base defense back then than now. I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but I think we were 17%, 16% base defense last year, and I'm sure we'll come in about that as far as, you know, the number of times we were in base defense. So it's a little bit of a different game than it was in 2010, and the players are different. But, yeah, I mean, it's the confidence and, you know, the cohesiveness, definitely. There's definitely a lot of similarities from that aspect.
Has Quarles gotten himself fully acclimated where, you know, you can get more involved?
Well, I mean, that was really part of the plan last week was to do more two tight end personnel groups. So, you know, and then we're definitely – you know, leaning that way as we game plan and the ability to run the ball and have the action game come off at. So, I mean, that's always part of our thinking.
Mike, I'm sure you saw Lovie Smith got fired last night in Tampa. What do you think of this business? I know you're very well compensated, but what do you think of this business you've kind of gotten yourself into here where it's just such a, I mean, there's, what, 7-8 jobs open again, and there's just so much kind of uncertainty and upheaval in around the league and the consistency you guys have had here comparatively?
I mean, the volatility of the coaching profession, when you take a step back and look at it from a practical matter, it's hard to understand sometimes or put your hands around, but it's the reality of, you know, the risk you take being in this industry. So you never want to see, you know, a coach be fired. I mean, Lovie Smith, I have a lot of respect for Lovie and, you know, just the competition that we had when he was in Chicago. So, you know, and the most important part of this is, you know, the families. And it's no different for the players, too. I mean, it's, you know, players and coaches that have to go down that road. It's, you know, it's tough, but it's one of the negative aspects of this business.
That's good. Mike, you're pretty clear on Josh not being a left tackle and apparently not offensive coordinator either. Does that mean that David is in a good place, that you're encouraged there?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's just it's going to take the week. The practice plan for him today is going to be adjusted. So we'll see how it goes.
Thank you. Thank you.